This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Shall continually be in my mouth. Ah, it's a wonderful thing to praise God. When you send up praises, the blessings come down. Do y'all believe that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Greetings to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. This is the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Our exact location is 2012 Fulton Street, and that's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues, right here in Brooklyn, New York. This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton, and I'm so glad to be able to be coming into your homes, into your cars, or your places of business, wherever you might be on today. I thank God for this opportunity to spend with you. To have a little church. Church like it used to be. Church like it ought to be. Ah, yes. What I want you to do is just stop for a few minutes and let's enjoy Jesus together. I want you to know that you're in touch with a church that believes you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can and God will produce the miracle. Are you sick and suffering today? Are your body all racked with pain? The doctors have done all they could for you, and they've told you there's nothing else they can do. They've given you medicine after medicine, and it hasn't relieved your case. It hasn't brought you comfort. It hasn't cause your body to be healed. But listen, my friends, my question to you today is, why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? If Jesus is healing everyone else that believes him, which he is, don't you know that he'll heal you too? Don't you know that he'll deliver you? Don't you know that he'll set you free? Hallelujah. Believe the Lord today. I'm going to be praying the prayer of faith in just a few minutes for you. And we're going to believe God for a miracle in your life. We're going to believe God to deliver you. We're going to believe God to set you free. We're going to believe God. Hallelujah, Messiah. Hey, glory. To heal you completely. And the doctors will be amazed at what the Lord has done in your life. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We're going to call our Mother Myers, our Mother Nixon, that is. Come on, Mother Nixon. She sang a song in testimony earlier today, in testimony service. And every time I hear her sing this song, I just love to hear her sing this song. And it blesses my soul real good. It's a little plain old simple song that says, how can I let him down? God is good. How can I let him down? With his goodness that he has to me. Amen. I cannot let him down. Come on, Mother Nixon, and sing just a little bit of that. God is good. Go ahead now, sing it for me.
God is good. God is good.
Church. God has been good to you. Some of y'all have refused to pay your tithes and give your offering. God has been good to you. Some of y'all even refuse to acknowledge God in your life. How can you let him down? How can you disappoint him like that? How can you be so callous as to not be thankful to God for what he's done? If you just take a moment and think about it, if it had not been for the Lord, you wouldn't be able to be where you are right now. If it had not been for the Lord, you wouldn't have what you got right now. Have I got a witness? The Lord has blessed you. Some of y'all done forgot all about God. You won't go to church. You won't read your Bible. You won't give God praise. You're just all into yourself. But there was a man who had the same situation going on in his life. He had everything that he needed. Had so much stuff that he didn't have no room to keep it. His barns were overflowing. And he said to himself, I got so much stuff here and got no room to store it all. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna tear down these barns that I got. And I'm gonna build up bigger and better barns. Some of you saying the same thing in your life. You're saying that I ain't got room for all the goodness that I have in my life. I'm gonna tear down and build up new. But I still ain't got time to serve the Lord. The man in the Bible says that he tore down everything that he had. And he built up bigger and better barns for to store his stuff. When he got through building up everything, the Bible says that the man sat back, like some of you are listening to me today. He sat back and said, I ain't got time to go to church. I ain't got time to serve the Lord. I'm my own man. I'm self-sufficient. I got everything that I need. Therefore, I'm going to tell myself, like that person on TV say, I spoke to myself and said, self. Yeah, that's what the man did. He spoke to himself and said, self, sit back. Yeah. Eat and drink and be merry. You got all that you need. But when he got through, that's one thing about God. He'll let you make a fool out your own self. He keeps on telling you how to get yourself straightened out. But if you don't pay him no attention, he'll let you sit back and make a fool out your own self. The Lord waited till the man got through talking about all of his goods and about all how well he was doing. And then when the Lord spoke through, the Lord said, thou fool. Thou fool. You know, a fool is a person that don't believe in God. That lets you know that man didn't believe in God. But the Lord said, thou fool, this night your soul is going to be required of you. Then who's all that stuff that you done built the barns up for? Who going to have it then? Because you sure can't take it with you. Well, I admonish you, my friends, today, wherever you are, get yourself right with God. Don't get so caught up in this world that you forget about God. Don't get so caught up in the things that you have in life. Don't get so caught up in all the money that you're making on your job and forget about God. I admonish you, if you haven't already done so, repent of your sins, get baptized in Jesus' name, and serve the Lord, and don't let him down. I heard the Pilgrim Jubilees from out of Chicago long years ago. They used to sing a song, don't let Jesus down. Whatever you do, don't let him down. Hold him up. Lift him up. Let him be king. Let him be Lord of your life. Have I got a witness here today? Am I in the house by myself? Somebody say yeah. Don't be a fool. Think because you got good health now and everything is going to last forever. Don't be a fool and think just because you got money in the bank that you're all right. Don't be a fool and think just because you got somebody that loves you, you're going to be all right forever. I come today to tell you, the bottom will fall out. ways. Turn from the things that you're doing that's contrary to God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Somebody say yes. 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 Don't let Jesus down. He's been too good to you. Like I said before, some of y'all done stopped going to church. And you're blaming it on the pandemic that happened, it came and went. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm talking to you. You stopped going to church and now you're sitting at home watching church service on YouTube and Facebook and Zoom. Get up out of that house. Get back to church. The Bible says don't forsake. Bring yourselves to church. As the manner of some is. Some folks is going to stay home watching Zoom. But that's not for you, my friends. Get back up and go back to your church. And be in the service of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You can't get from the Lord on Zoom what you can get from being in the actual house. The Bible says the Lord is in his holy temple. He's in this. He's in his church.
Yeah.
Amen. And there's just something you're not gonna get sitting at home watching your TV pastor, or listening to me, your radio pastor. Let me put myself in it. Amen. But some of y'all are content with sitting home listening to this half an hour broadcast that comes on once a week. No. Get up and go to church. If you don't have a church home, and you're here in Brooklyn, New York, get on up and come on here to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We're holding services right here at 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues. We look forward to seeing you come in and be in church. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, we'll get you baptized and God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. We'll tarry with you until you get the Holy Ghost. That's what it's all about, my friends. Don't get caught up in this new religion and this new stuff that's out in the world today where folks are just going, doing as they please and won't go to church, won't serve God. That's not what God is calling for. He sent me today to warn you, to tell you that time is winding up. He sent me today to warn you that you want to be in that first resurrection according to Revelation, the 20th chapter and the 6th verse. You don't want to be in that second resurrection. You want to be in that first resurrection when Jesus comes to call the church home. Because if you wind up in that second resurrection, you're going to wind up in a lake of fire that burned with fire and brimstone, and the fire is never going to be put out. I was out at the cemetery yesterday. I had to go to a funeral. And I was out at the cemetery, and I looked at all those graves sitting out there. And I saw tombstones on top of tombstones and grave markings on top of grave markings. And I said, one day, Lord, every last one of them, when you call, they're going to get up from there. How many are going to rise up in the first resurrection is the question. How many are going to rise up in the second resurrection? The first resurrection is unto life. The second resurrection is unto death. God sent me to warn you today. Get yourself back in church. Get your life back with God. Some of you done messed around. You done let the whiskey bottle separate you from God. Some of you done messed around and you done let some man or some woman separate you from God. God is calling you, my friends. Warning comes before destruction. Get your life right. Turn to Jesus Christ. Get back in the fold of Jesus Christ so that you can be saved. So that you won't be lost. Ain't any of you dying and going to hell when God didn't prepare hell for you. He prepared heaven for you. St. John, the 14th chapter said, I go away to prepare a place for you that where I am, there ye may be what? Also. God don't want you to perish. God don't want you to die. He wants you to live with him for eternity. But you got to get saved in order to do that. You can't go to heaven puffing on a cigarette. Yeah, I said it. I'll say it again. Let me turn this organ up. I said you can't go to heaven puffing on a cigarette. You're not going to get there, sweetheart, and running around, man after man, woman after woman. Mm-mm. You're not going to get there drinking out the whiskey bottle. Well, you know, Jesus, he turned water into wine. It wasn't that 100 proof you drinking. Mm-hmm. Get it right. Learn the scriptures. Stop quoting stuff you don't know what you're talking about. Hallelujah. You can't get to heaven shooting up dope and smoking crack. You can't get to heaven partying in a nightclub all night long. Yeah, I said, let me turn the organ back up again. You got to get right with God. If you expect to go back to heaven, you got to get your life cleaned up. If you expect to go back to heaven, you got to get saved. You can't get to heaven just being a church member. You can't get to heaven just because you put a whole lot of money in the church. Mm-mm. I'm not going to get you there. You got to get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. You got to get Christ in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come now to your radio right now. I'm going to pray for you. Jesus loves you, my friends. He died on the cross. That's how much he loved you. He shed his precious blood to get you out of sin. He wants to do it for you today. Come now to your radio. I'm getting ready to pray. If you're sick in your body, touch the radio as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body. Let's believe God for a miracle. How many of you in here today believe God is able to heal? Say, I do.
I do.
How many of you know that God is able to heal? Say, I know.
I know.
These have experienced God's miraculous power. How many of you know in here that, how many of y'all in here know that God can save? Say, he saved me. All right, so now you see, my friends, if God saved them, he'll save you. He loves you just as much as he loves them. It doesn't matter who you are or what you've done or what kind of life you're living. God loves you, and he wants to save you today. Hallelujah. Touch the radio. Now I'm getting ready to pray in Jesus' name. Dear God, we thank you. Thank you for these that are under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Lord, that you allowed them to tune into this radio broadcast, whether it's via the internet or via a radio station. Lord, you orchestrated it that they might hear this broadcast on today. I pray, Lord God, first of all, that thou will look down upon those that are not saved. Come into their life. Save them, oh God. Fill them with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Lord, take out that stony heart and put in a heart of flesh that will melt down and repent and ask you for forgiveness. I pray, Lord God, that thou will save these that are under the sound of my voice. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Let them speak in tongues that the Spirit of God give utterance. Everywhere, everywhere, everywhere right now, Lord. The Holy Ghost is moving upon somebody right now. Thank you, Jesus. Fill them with your Spirit, oh God. I thank you for it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, oh God, there's some today that are sick and suffering. Stretch forth your mighty hand and knock the devil out. Satan, we come against you in the name of Jesus Christ, commanding you to take your filthy hands off of these bodies right now. Loose him. Go back to the pit from whence you come and take your mess with you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch these bodies everywhere. Make them everywhere whole, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Move the pain. Move the misery. Heal cancer. Bring down high blood pressure. Oh, God, regulate hearts. Clear up the sugar in the blood. Lord, let them be able to breathe freely, those that are suffering with asthma and emphysema, having lung trouble. Heal kidneys, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal all matter diseases today. And dear God, we thank you for it right now. We bless your name. Lord, these people need help. They need you to help them, Lord. Come in right now and help them to be set free from sin. Bring them out of darkness, Lord, and put them into your light. Lord, I'm asking you to help them. There's somebody right now that's saying, Lord, help me. Hear that request, Lord. I thank you now, Lord. I bless your name. Help them right now. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Remember, friends, this is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton coming to you from the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple in Brooklyn, New York. Write me this week. Let me know that you've heard this broadcast. Write me this week and let me know that God has helped you. Yes, our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Amen. Again, that's P.O. Box 715. New York City, New York, zip code 10002. If you have Cash App on your phone and you'd like to send us a donation quickly, you can send it to us via Cash App. Send it to $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. And our phone number, if you'd like to call us, you can reach us by dialing area code 212-406-3904. That's 406-3904. Now, until the next time you hear my voice, continue to ask the Lord, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Right now, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me.